Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit menstclinic.com.
We bring to you, brought to you by Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce, the original Louisiana Brand Hot Sauce flavor favors the bold, and brings to you this interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How we doing?
Well, we're glad we got a chance to chat. I know this happened last week, but I was curious, with the news of the Chris Young extension, did you ever have any doubt that would get it done? And do you kind of view you two as a team?
You know, I really felt it would get it done. I mean, you can't have a better fit than having CY run the baseball operations here. He's such a big fan growing up of the Rangers. He pitched for the Rangers. He's just so good at what he does. And so, it was just too good of a fit not to think it would happen. So I was confident that something would get done. And I think when you have a general manager now, he's our president, me being in my position, you are a team. Hopefully you are working together, trying to win championships. And I look at it that way.
You know, Boach, we get to hear Chris Young on the G-Bag Nation, our afternoon show, every week. And he and everything we've learned about him, he just seems very competitive. How good and important is that for that position specifically? Because it feels like they kind of set the tone for the franchise.
Well, I think that's what makes him so good. He is competitive, and he has an edge to him. It's a good edge, and that's his goal, is to win, and that's how he pitched. I had him as a pitcher, and that's how he is, as a general manager. Now being our president, he's not going to change, and he's determined to sustain a winning team here for years. Yeah, it hasn't gone well, and we've already started talking about what we need to do or what we can do and things like that to get back to where we were last year. And that's what's going to make him so special. What's going to lead him to a tremendous career, whatever he wants to do here in baseball. But I think that's his strongest suit. It's obviously smart, but he's just so competitive.
Now, have you ever seen a situation where maybe that competitiveness, whether it's Chris Young, yourself, anybody else, gets misinterpreted? Because sometimes I think my passion and competitiveness gets misinterpreted for me being kind of a jerk.
Well, sure it can. I think, I'll speak for myself. Sometimes we have our moments. I know a lot of people think, I'm keeping it calm in that dugout, but I think the staff would tell you I had my moments. But I think they know, that that's coming out of me, wanting to win and being competitive when I have my little snaps and things, or whatever it is. We all get frustrated when things don't go well, and that shouldn't change. Nobody should like losing or accept it. And the players, they get the same way. They strike out. They have their snaps when they come back, and that's to me, that's what makes the good players so good. And but they're able to handle it. They're not going to like it when it doesn't go well, but they're able to control it. But still, it can be misconstrued.
Boach, I probably put
too much on Wyatt Langford to be spectacular this year right out of college, pretty much. But in the month of September, he's hitting .345. He already has 11 extra base hits. He has an OPS over one. What have you seen as the season has progressed, and then especially here at the end of the season, that is starting to turn Wyatt Langford maybe into the superstar potential that everybody saw at Florida and then after that minor league season last year?
Yeah, I think the expectations on this guy, sure, they were high, as they probably should be. Number one pick, and that's going to go with the territory. But you have to look at a guy that got a little bit of minor league time in his first year facing major league pitching. Care who you are, that's a tough deal. We knew there would be growing pains, but we needed them, and so that's why he made our club out of spring training. And what's impressive is how much better he just continues to get. And as you mentioned this month, and not just his offense, but his defense. The things he's doing right now, they are incredible. You saw the home run last night to right field. Just watching his batting practice, good to see the growth in this guy. And I felt that all along. I said that we haven't come close to seeing the best of Wyatt Langford, and two reasons. One, he's gifted, has the talent, but he's hungry. Nobody works harder on this club than he does, and so it's only going to get better with him. And he has the whole game. He can run, he can throw, hit.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So we're pretty... pretty lucky to have him available when we picked last year, and we were very excited when that happened, and what a great sign for us.
I know this is a huge number, Boach, but do you think that he could be a potential 40 home run guy a year?
Oh, I think he could. Yeah, I don't think right now that's something. He's probably thinking of, I'm just saying he's more of a gap guy, but now you're seeing the power. And like I talked about earlier, was the batting practice where he's hitting balls. So I could see him hitting 40 at some point. Yeah, he's got the strength, and he's just going to get smarter as a hitter, and he's going to get more knowledge on these pitchers. And so, the home runs they're going to increase as they are now. I wouldn't be, don't put it past him to be a 30 or 40 stolen base guy.
Boach, you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I always felt like it was around the Chris Bryant time with the Cubs that I started seeing the more of the best hitter on the team going into the two hole. And right now, with Wyatt Langford's speed and Corey Seager, I know he's been your two hole hitter for a long time. When did that happen? The best that hitter going into the two hole, and why did that happen?
Well, it probably the last 7 or 8 years you've seen that happen quite a bit, and I will say when you look at the history of the game, through the analysts and what they're looking at is the most important. Spots in the order, and it's changed a little bit. It was always the three hole, and that was the guy. It's where Babe Ruth hit.
Yeah,
come on, that was the deal. And but now they're saying the more important spots are the one hole, two hole, the four hole, and the five hole. The three hole is more closer to a six hole hitter. Well, I don't buy that. I don't. I still think three-hole hitter, it's a very important hitter. But what they're saying is He comes at three over here. Comes up a lot with two outs, nobody on. But putting him in the two hole, you know, he could get a few more at bats. He's going to be up in, you know, in the first inning. Leadoff here makes an out. Good chance he's going to get on base, or he's going to, you know, he's going to provide some slug for you. So now that, you know, the guys behind him can drive him in instead of coming out, you know, coming out with two outs, nobody on. And, you know, this is, you know, this is kind of the thought here. And I'm good with your best hitter being in the three hole, or even if, I think the four hole is just as important. But but the two hole guy, that's just changed because it was a guy that bunted a lot. He moved the runners. You know, he played the small ball, and now you know they want one of your best hitters to hit there, and so that's why you're seeing it so often now.
With all that said, and that was an amazing breakdown, do you think that the speed aspect of Wyatt Lankford could facilitate him going second in the lineup and then Corey Seager being third?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you're talking about it. Yeah, I've been thinking about anything we want to do different with this lineup, you know, to get a little bit more consistent with the offense. I think I have hit Wyatt in the two hole, and you know, I think that's a good spot for him too. I think he could hit it anywhere in the order, you know, one through five. But I know a lot of focus now is on the two hole because it seems like that's where you put a lot of your best hitters. But you know, I like the flexibility of our guys being able to really hit in any one of those spots and maybe move them around when guys get hot and guys slow down a little bit.
Boach, last thing from me is I know that Rocker's Thursday, DeGrom is Friday. It's the only time for the Ranger fans to get to see them pitch live here in Arlington. Approximately how much more can they throw in their second start in the major leagues Thursday and Friday?
I think you can add another 10, 15 pitches to them. You know, again, how the innings go, how stressful they are. But, yeah, we can bump it up a little bit. They all came out of it fine, but they're in the next day in the bullpens and things. So, it's, you know, it's going to be exciting for the fans that are able to come here and watch a guy like Kamar pitch. We saw what he did last start, and it's impressive, wasn't it? Especially that first inning.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the nerves going through him? The first two guys get on, he's in a jam, and the job that he did pitching out of that. So, you know, it says a lot about his mettle and how he's able to, you know, pitch through it.
Great stuff as always. We will catch up with you again next week, sir.
All right, guys. Good talking with you.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.